Come on. Southern Girl, Frankie Beverly and Maze, and welcome and good afternoon to you across the universe and around the globe. This is the Soul Savvy Show on Studio W. And welcome back after a 2-month hiatus, Q Lynn Green.
You made that up. Listen, we've been gone so long, I forgot
what
show it was. No, I'm kidding.
Q-Lynn and Whitney.
I'm kidding, Soul Savage Radio.
That's right.
Back. Evie and Whitney, man, we've been gone for a while. I forgot, like I said, I forgot what show it was on. I forgot what we were talking about.
I don't even know where the hell I'm at.
I was about to name the show.
What?
Hey, I'm like, how did we get here?
I've been doing pre-tapings for that, so I'm over here messing around and forgot what show though, because I was doing pre-taping for another show that I'm doing, and I'm about to give the whole thing to that.
What? See, this is what I'm talking about. After being gone
there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff going on. Okay,
right.
Well,
after being gone for 3 months. 3 months being gone.
I've not been gone that long. What? That doesn't make any sense. Are you confusing me with EB? I think you confused me with EB because I was gone for like, I was like gone 2 months and I came back.
Yeah.
And then EB was gone for a while.
Well, EB
was gone for a while too. So you confusing me with EB and Whitney.
EB has an excuse. EB has an excuse. EB is celebrating his birthday all month.
What?
What? I'm trying to figure out
where
the hell I'm at.
EB over here doing conference calls with his dog. Like, doing peekaboos and stuff on the internet. Like, what you talking about?
Peekaboos.
I need to hear
that story.
Yeah,
I was traveling to Chicago and stuff. What you talking about?
Well, EB has an excuse.
This is out there, EB, my bad.
EB is celebrating his birthday all month.
Listen, I was just commenting on what I saw on the internet. My bad. He already publicly put it out there, so I don't know why he shot by this. You don't want to put this information out there.
Oh,
I ain't doing it. I ain't got a camera to your house. I ain't the FBI. You said this.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Right. I can't even be mad.
Right. Well, EB is celebrating his birthday. EB's birthday.
Yes, that's why. This is the song for the show is EB's picks, because it's his birthday. Still his birthday celebration. EB, y'all give it up. You should
get
some claps for that. Give it.
Well, we can do that for EB. EB, let's give it up for EB. It's EB's birthday. Let's give it up.
Right.
All right. Let's do this. All right.
Yeah, 86. Wait, I'm talking about the claps. You see, he ain't ready. See, he already loose off the Pinot Grigio.
EB's birthday. All right. How about that?
Yes. Yes. Finally, we got the claps going. Around the corner. A round of applause for his 82nd birthday.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
See?
I feel like, even though I thought it was 32, but it's 82. But, you know,
he looked good for 82.
He looked great for 82.
He looked
really
good for 82.
That's right. Exactly.
Hey, EB, see, you know who's got your back. Whitney and I have your back. You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, I know y'all got it.
You have a back, but oh yeah, oh really? The one that was on the show trying to take your spot while you was going talking too much in the interview. It's my show though, but I was talking too much in my own show, so he could talk. Wow. Even though he gets a whole 6-minute segment, but that ain't enough.
A whole
like
6 minutes
ain't good enough.
A whole 6 minutes.
Yeah,
well, you take an hour and a half.
He wants 26 minutes.
You take an hour and a half and only give me and EB and Whitney 10 minutes each.
Oh, yeah, that's how it goes. Oh, yeah, because it ain't the fact that I booked the guest on and I know the guest, but, you know, no more information.
Oh.
You confused Kelly Price with Kelly Clarkson, and I'm allowed you to take over interviews.
That was 2 years ago.
No, it was a year ago. We all been doing this. It'll be 2 years in December since we've been doing the show, but that was last year.
Kelly Clarkson.
I remember.
Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Price and Kelly Clarkson. That's what he thought I was talking about. I was talking about Kelly Price for 5 minutes. I was giving a Ronald Isley birthday appreciation. I did a whole spiel about, yes, man, he's the greatest, you know, worked with Jimi Hendrix, had the baddest you know, musicians playing with him, you know, just a fantastic, you know, rejuvenated his career in the 80s and 90s with, you know, classic hits from his ex-wife, Angela Lindbergh. He had a whole spiel on Ronald Isley and how great he is. And he come, and I was like, he did a song with Kelly Price and did a whole thing, a whole breakdown on the 90s and how he worked with Kelly Price. He's like, where did she place in American Idol? And I was like, what are you talking about? And then he said, oh, I thought you were talking about Kelly Clarkson. Really? For 5 minutes? I was talking about, Kelly Clarkson? Yes, cause she worked with the Confunction and Frankie Beverly and Maze. That's who Kelly Clarkson did most of her hits with, was Ronald Isley.
I knew who it was. I had a bad ball of Pinot. That's all that it was.
It wasn't even the fact that she said that. It was just you kept going.
Okay.
Like, I thought she worked with her. But yeah, this is what I got to deal with, y'all. And we're gonna get right to the, this is the first week of December. I was trying to give shout outs all the first weeks of the month of this year. But I'm gonna get all the savvy shout outs. That's what I should call them. I'm giving savvy shout outs to all the people that are with somebody, laying with somebody they're going to break up with when they get on their feet. I want to give shout-outs to them people. Mm-hmm. I want to give shout-outs to people that wash up and people think they don't care about as well. There's a lot of people out there like that. I was just giving them shout-out. Y'all got any shout-outs before I keep going? Because I think I got some more. Y'all want to give some savvy shout-outs to somebody? Mm. I'll say, you trying to think of it? I'm going to let y'all ponder it real quick. I got some more. Shout-out to people who make reminders to cancel their free child. You appreciate it. I feel like I deserve shout-outs. Shout-out to people that make reminders that, like, oh, it's at the end of December 29th, that free trial for Pandora is coming. So make sure y'all cancel the subscription. That's for the people. And then also shout-out. That's like, while I'm giving you shout-outs, I want y'all to get your Googles out. Evie, if you need a computer, laptop, however you got your tablet or something, pull up Google real quick. And Google images. Uh-oh. Whitney, you do the same thing. Pull up Google images real quick. Okay, shout-outs to the people that got Women Crush Wendy's that look like Booker T.
I know who that is.
Shout-outs to the people that got Women Crush Wendy's that look like Dwight Gooden. You can Google that real quick. Dwight Gooden. And also, y'all got it.
Fabulous.
Y'all Google it.
Actually, I know somebody that looked like this.
Shout out to people that got Men Crush Mondays that look like Mel Carter. That's what I was gonna say. I don't want
to expect. Nope. Come on, give her a break.
They just got men that built like that. I'm just saying.
I'm one of
them. Shout out to people that got Women Crush Mondays that's built like Ray Lewis, Charles Steele. I think that's all my shout outs.
Did you say you one of them?
I'm built like Neil Carter. I mean, you know,
no, you're not. Everybody knows you are not. Stop.
No, you know, when I was in high school, they used to call me Lil Nail. That was my nickname.
Stop it now.
You making up stuff. Y'all got any shout outs before we go?
You know what? I'm going to give one shout out. And I would like to shout out all of the mothers and fathers posting pictures of their kids this holiday season who have not actually seen their kids all year. I want to shout them out. Because y'all matter too. Y'all trifling, but y'all matter too.
Yep, you definitely matter. Whitney, you got any savvy shout out to him before we move on.
I was really trying not to laugh at that because it's so true. It's just, oh gosh. And I was like, I know people like that. I know people like that for real. That's bad. No, I can't think of none because that one messed me up right there.
Listen, my Facebook news feed right now is just full of people. I'm like, damn, I didn't even know you had kids.
Oh, ain't that it?
Hilarious. I didn't know you had kids. I thought your mama was raising them kids, but if you want to be a parent in December, and you can be a parent in December, December is the month that anything can happen.
Also, shout out to the man that got baby mamas that looked like 1992 Roseanne as well.
And she had a mustache then, too, so yeah.
I just saw one.
I got a shout out. I got one. I want to give a shout out to Hillary Clinton for snubbing orange hair at the funeral yesterday.
Man, that, oh my gosh, we was talking about that at work. Hillary did not move. She was like a stone. Wow, she did not blink when he entered that row. Not at all. And Bill was like, he did the little, like, okay, I see you over there, but I think they had a talk before they even got there, and Hillary was like, listen, if you even look like you gonna get up and shake his hand, you find somewhere else to go. She had to let him know. I was like, this is really awkward. But shout out to the Obamas, because I know people was watching like, oh, what they gonna do? But you know, they classy as always.
They classy. They ain't got no choice but
classy.
Obamas had did what Hillary did, it would have been a big thing, and not the way that it is for Hillary. Like Hillary is like, oh yeah, she shaded him, that's cool. If the Obamas did it, it would have been on Fox News, CNN.
Right.
They disrespectful, they bitter, all types of stuff.
Right.
I think Melania has a crush on President Obama too. She's always sitting next to him. Have you noticed that? She's always sitting next
to him. Yeah. I feel like Melania is just like me tonight. She don't know where the hell she is. That's why she always hilarious. She's trying to figure out, well, where the hell am I at?
Man.
In your house, in your drawers, in your people blue underwear.
Oh.
where the hell she at?
Yeah, he just completely went over that.
Don't talk about that.
If he's at home, he's probably at home right now. He got no pants on.
Yeah, you have no pants on. You walk around with no pants on.
Pants on.
That's the weird saying pants. I always say britches. He put some britches on.
Oh, britches. I got my britches on right now.
Yes. Put your britches on.
I learned my lesson.
I'm glad. We was talking about doing a Facebook Live. I was like, you definitely going to have to put britches on if we do that.
Yeah, please.
Put some britches on. We're not about to get those nude violations from Facebook and get your EB Facebook page banned from Facebook because you out here showing.
I'm showing your. Somebody come grab me by the balls.
Oh my
gosh.
Hey, Q-Lan.
I got some feisty aunties on there. They might want to.
Uh-oh.
No, you're right.
Mm-hmm. I got one inappropriate auntie. Well, I don't think she has. No, never mind. She ain't got Facebook. Never mind. I was about to say, she will see it. She wants your phone number.
Uh-oh.
If you see you with that in your peekaboo underwear, she gonna want your number. You ain't got to worry about it. Man, we going off track at the beginning. We ain't got to the update yet. We already going off track.
Oh my
goodness. We gonna let Mr. EB talk for a minute because he had a birthday celebration this past Sunday. And give people details on that, and then what you doing for this weekend? Because I know you got plans. Let them know real quick.
Yeah, no. Sunday was my birthday, and it was like the most low key birthday I've ever had. I braised some roast beef and shredded it, made it smoky. I had some whiskey, and I binged watched TV on my couch all day. I went and bought myself a little mini cake, just enough for one person, put one candle in it because I'm 1 year old, and I lit it. That was it. I didn't do much. I wanted to be real low-key. This weekend I'm having a party. If you're in Brooklyn, come out to Ode to Babel in Prospect Heights. It is black owned by, two Howard alumna. So that's how we have that connection. And we are going to party. We're going to listen to old school R&B soul, We're going to dance. We're going to sweat. We're going to drink. That's what's going on with me right now. It's worried about that. I got family coming in from South Carolina, so I'm just all over the place trying to make sure I got enough pillows and all my towels clean and bathroom is clean because I don't want nobody sending no pictures to my mama. But she don't care how old you get. She'll come up here and slap the shit out of me. That's it.
She'll put the paws on you.
Hey, listen. Mama got claws.
Oh, she got them long nails from the 90s too? Or she got them one joints?
She got the ones that's real, like they come to that real sharp point. You know, most women.
Oh, like Lou Nails, like that comedian, Lou Nails nails.
Yeah, like Lou Nails.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't see how people could get, I can't do that with them kind of nails. I get them mid short because I break my nails easy. I already got long nail beds, so I don't really need fake nails. I just polish it because I don't need all them, because I break them every time. It ain't no use for me having them because I'm going to break them. Because I'm always doing something random.
I don't get
break
the pointing thing. Well, I don't get the long nails at all, for real. Like, I mean, how do you keep
them? They're cute on some of them, but yeah, that's just not for me. But I like seeing them on other women that wear them, or males too, it don't matter. Yeah, I've seen some males with some. I was like, man, your fingernail beds are pretty. I was like, I was just looking at him one day. He was like, thank you. I was like, yeah, your nails look good.
How are you doing?
You know, not as long as it's not too long.
Hilarious.
You know, as long as they're not too long. I don't like them too long. You know, where they're too long and they start curling over and stuff. You know? Look like animal claws, like bear claws and stuff like that. No.
That's the one that go to the convenience store to order salt, vinegar chips, and grape soda. And get it all out of the can. Stop. Get them, the wrap snacks. That be it. If you go to Atlanta, they got them wrap snacks. They order like three bags of those and get
here.
Hilarious. Oh, yeah, y'all do. Oh, yeah, y'all do got those.
I thought it was so funny the first time I saw them.
They said they bombed those. It was somebody tried to get, I think it was, last time I was in Atlanta, somebody tried to give me some of them chips. I was like, nah, I'm good. I think he had, like, a little booty on it. I was like, nah, he looked like.
I had a little Romeo. It wasn't all that good.
He looked like a burnt Black and Mild. I was like, nah, I don't want to look at his chips. It was because I didn't want
to. Not a burnt Black and Mild.
He looked like a burnt Black and Mild.
Oh, my goodness.
Like.
Wow.
Yeah, man. What else? How did you celebrate your birthday? Did you do anything? I saw you had a cake on Instagram or whatever. What did you
do? Yeah, no, I didn't do anything. That was exactly what I wanted to do, was have cake and whiskey.
Man, you sound like me.
Calling me. Everybody was like, "Oh, you want where we drinking tonight? You want to go out?" I was like, first of all,
you're like,
I'm 173 years old. I cannot go out on a Sunday night like I used to. I definitely have to get up for work.
Man.
Second of all, I don't want to see none of y'all today. I just want to be by myself and just take it all in. People, you know how you have those friends who always want to do something? Like, always? Like, they don't never know how to sit still. They don't know how to chill out. They don't know how to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you almost want to ask them, do you have a problem? Like, are you on that shit?
Right, they always want to go out to work.
I got friends like that. They always want to go out. I'm like, well, when are you ever home? And some of them are the people I shouted out who, you know, they got pictures of their kids. But
hysterical.
I didn't know they had kids. Like, there's no reason we should be neighbors and hanging out.
They be in the same pamper it was on Saturday night. And
the baby changing her pamper, her own pamper.
Mm. Got a rash and everything, and they put no baby powder on it or nothing.
Yeah.
You go.
Nothing.
Just go leave the baby. They got to cook their own food.
Yeah,
they
no, gotta
be independent.
I got friends like that. They got to be independent early. See, that's how Beyonce came along. She had to be independent real early. Shout out to Matthew and Tim.
Yo, I actually had an update. Man. I was actually going, like, I thought really hard about reading. I was like, nah, I'm not gonna read this. Whoever it was that got you together when I was gone, I read they had. Listen to the show after, because I posted it, and that's when they commented under the one where the vacationing one that we did, the show we did about vacationing, they replied back to that, and I deleted it, and I cussed her out on your behalf.
But wait, was it about
she was real
Beyonce?
Nasty. Yeah. No, the girl that, or whoever it was that wrote you about that, that wrote that long essay about whatever it was that y'all were talking about, that show. Whenever I sent you that email and y'all read it while I was gone, it was that show.
It was the Mary one, probably.
No, it was like something about, like, it was like, yeah, it's something about like a mental illness or something like that.
Nikki Glam. 82.
Yeah.
Y'all remember the name. She was real nasty with the response. Yeah. I'm not even going to read her. No, it was real nasty and homophobic. Listen, if y'all homophobic, don't call it. Don't.
She replied back again?
Yeah.
She sent another email?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She replied back, but I deleted it, and then if you homophobic.
Wow.
That's why y'all make straight black women look bad. Like, we're terrible, because it's like really people like that. Y'all don't know how to people without being homophobic.
Right.
Y'all make people like us that try to be uplifting and great. Y'all just make us look bad. Don't do shit like that. That's corny.
I just told you I look like Nell Carter. You could have came for the way.
You didn't use the F word, because I don't say that word. It's like the M word. I don't say that I won't be disrespectful. She said the F word. She didn't say the F word, but she said another word that I feel like is still similar to that. Like sissy, like whatever, but I was like, it was the way she said it. I didn't like it. I was like, yo, you being mad homophobic, and I don't like that. And I cussed her out on your behalf. And so if you like, what's her name was? Nikki? Mm-hmm.
Nikki Glam,
1982.
Listen, if you like that hateful person, I don't respect that. I don't respect people like that. Don't come in doing that corny stuff.
I want to say this to every Beyonce fan listening. Like, I joke about Beyonce, but I don't ever really disrespect Beyonce. Like, I still give her props. Like, I think there's a mental illness on the other side because you can't say anything that's not she's Jesus and they won't get mad. It's so weird.
Because somebody was complimenting Latavia. They were saying how their brother, I saw somebody tweeted, they were like, yeah, that was my brother. Latavia had some video that went viral with her daughter. I think it was like she was promoting a product or something, and people liked it. And they was like, man, that used to be my brother's crush. He didn't even like Beyonce. He loved Latavia or whatever. And I was like, yeah, there's a lot of people that love Latavia and Kelly. They like them more. They love them more than Beyonce in the group or whatever. And then it was all the Beehive fans was like, you didn't have to say that or bitch, you picked wrong or something like that. And they was like being real aggressive. I was like, that was his childhood experience. Get mad from 20 years ago. Like, were you even born? When Destiny's Child was popping? Get out of here.
I really want to sit down. I would love to sit down with Beyonce. And the first thing I would say is, girl, you know your fans crazy as shit, right? And I want her to be like, yeah, they crazy, but they pay all my bills, so I'm going to keep using them dumb enough. And then we have a good conversation about music after that. But, damn, Nikki Glam, you got to be homophobic, though.
Nikki Glam, I'll be
calling you out, though.
Wow.
Man. It's just that's why I was going to talk about. I was going to add it in Raggedy News that the White House, so I'm like, nah, man, because I ain't already tried to cut half of y'all homophobic people out. I'm tired of it.
Oh,
it's like
man.
Our Facebook cousins is on the internet for a whole week talking. I was like, ooh, that's why I need to get rid of Facebook. Cause y'all
that.
Just
listen,
draining. Oh, my
listen,
God. It's
we
so,
gotta
like,
stop,
annoying.
We got to stop the classism, misogyny, the homophobia. Like, this is why, we ain't behind, but we behind. Like, we can be winning, but we get in our own way with stuff like that.
Right. Yeah.
That's corny to me anyway. I was like, yeah.
Man, he did the March on Washington. The gay man, I feel like we fight for civil rights. And we fought for civil rights for all black people, but we always at the bottom of the totem pole with black people. And I get it. I get it. I don't get it. I think y'all stupid as shit. But it's y'all to try to throw us, I'm talking about Beyonce. Nikki Glam, Beyonce, please email Nikki Glam 1982 at Yahoo.
Nah, I just removed her from my email. I don't even care if she was a subscriber. I just deleted everything from the page. It was from the website page, so I deleted all that.
Yeah, I think that's unfortunate, but anybody, like, Q-Lynn, Whitney, and I, we read these emails every week, and we respond to people, and it's always just giving you what we feel or what we think, but we're never disrespectful to y'all. Come on now.
Yeah,
that
was real nasty.
That's just messed up.
That's only the one. Well, there's been a couple people that said something nasty last year about is that Karen White one. That one rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, really? You can pay more on this website to hate. You remember when that girl wrote in was like, to the girl that's doing the most, you don't got an interview. Why are you taking up the whole interview talking about Tyrese and shit like that? Like, girl, I talked about him for like 10 seconds. And I was like, this is why I know your reading comprehension is that it ain't even at first grade level. I'm not even going to disrespect first graders like that. It's at an infant level because I mentioned Tyrese having background vocalists. Like Tyrese, he had Tank and Jennifer Hudson. I was giving Karen White props because I was like, I like when I go back to your records and I see actual background singers in, you know, actual, you know, in the credits and stuff like that. Because it's, like, sort of abnormal now. And that's why I use the reference to that. And I was like, this is what I know. First, you probably didn't even listen to the entirety of the interview. So I was like, Karen White was, like, giving us props for that. And then I was like, really? I was going to let it go because it was, like, it wasn't that big of a deal. But it was like, really? I remember showing EB, I was like, yo, you see this? Like, it's completely disrespectful. And they didn't even have the respect to call her Karen White. She was like, she's not a legendary. That's what she said. She's not a legendary.
White, yeah.
But yeah, I hate when it's like one, it just be like one, it could be all like 100 positive, and then you get that one negative that's always sticks out. And it's like, like that just put a damper on it.
It always sticks out. And for real, those are probably the people whose parents were the people that I shouted out earlier, who you didn't see all year, but you got all these holidays.
Hilarious.
And your daddy like, I bought my girl these boots, and he ain't buy you shit since you was 3 years old. I mean, come on, you know.
Hey,
I do better than that. I love all of you.
Listen, it's them kind of people. Like, I just want positive people, right? I just need positive feedback. Like, or not just all positive, but just if it's not alternative to the perspective, cool, but don't be like, people that like comment on the Shade Room, don't come on the show. Basically, that's what I'm talking about. People that like comment on the Shade Room, don't come on the stage. This ain't for you. Some of y'all, it's some of them that have sense, but it's a majority. It's like a 60-40 ratio of people that ain't got good sense on Shade Room. So, if y'all like consistently commenting on that page, don't come on this show because this ain't for you. I'm glad that this show. I don't mean everybody likes the show, but go ahead.
I gotta say this to Nikki Glam. I got five sisters. Let me tell you something. I would never disrespect a woman. And most men would be like, you know, I would never hit a woman. No, I'm gonna hit your ass back. That's number one. But number two, my sisters will be so ready to stomp you into the ground. Remember how they did?
Oh, I feel like they are.
The way they did, what's the dude's name? They put him over the balcony.
Hilarious.
Office hours. Yes, Bird in the Midnight Falcons. Listen, put you over the balcony and let you know their office hours. There are five of them. Don't mess with, and two of them real big, too. Like, they real, like, they look like two nail carters put together. They real big.
Hilarious. Nikki Glam, whatever your name is. Yeah, don't comment on the show. I'm telling you, man, it's never the people that like the show. It's always the ones that get the link on their page and they used to do that to me all the time. It would never be people that actually subscribe to my website. It would be something went viral. Like, I did an article that went viral, and they got a hold of it, and they thought I was, like, trying to troll people, like the Caucasian publications do, were, like, saying that, oh, Bruno Mars is black music or something like that. Like, they thought I was doing stuff like that. And I was like, that ain't how I wrote the article. But they didn't read it. And so they sit there, like, going hard on me, and they didn't even read the entirety of the article. Because I asked them, like, what you don't like about it? And they couldn't tell me. I was like, you just wanted to
But it's like you said,
me.
These are people like, who don't have, like, great comprehension. Like, not even reading comprehension, but even listening to us.
Listening?
Not fully comprehending what we're saying. And it's sad, man.
Yeah, Yeah, them people don't come on. If you ain't got good comprehension, reading comprehension, if you ain't got common sense, this show ain't for you. Because this shows for people that got good common sense, that was raised respectfully, that respect other people's different cultures and demographics and ethnicities and gender identities. We this shows for people that
respect
all of
the
above. People
just don't know how to communicate when they're angry, though. That's the thing.
Right.
If your first thing was, oh, I'm going to go for a homophobic type comment, you already messed up before you even
you're
said.
Right. Yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
To what you have to say. Even if it's
right.
valid and you have a point, I'm going to be like,
right.
Well, you're stupid. You can't express yourself without that. So I'm not going to be
right.
seriously. Nikki Glam, 1982 at yahoo.com.
If that's her birth date, then she really too old to be acting like that. 82, that's
real.
How old is that? That's like 36 or something.
She close to 40 because she's older than me.
You
were
yeah.
older
that.
Like, she know better.
Listen, man, I don't understand how y'all stand for people that y'all never going to see or go pay none of, contribute to none of your household bills. I don't understand that.
Let me tell y'all, I love Mary.
I don't understand that.
But you can talk all the stuff you want about Mary. I know at the end of the month, at the beginning of every month, I'm paying my rent by myself. I know Mary ain't, if Mary walk in here and pay a bill, then I'll be glad. But
yeah, Eric Kabadu, Faith Evans ain't paying none of my bills. So I'm like, I'll defend her, but I ain't going that hard to I'm going to kill your first born. Like, let me type that up on this. Let me go on Twitter, type that. I'm going to show you a pencil down your throat, but let me type that. You don't deserve the breeze to say there is Beyonce. Hold on, let me put this comment up here unnecessarily. Let me type that. No, that's a little... That's the Nicki Minaj fans, too.
Oh, that's the intensity of that.
No, I'm just saying Nicki Minaj fans are like that too. That I told you one of them threatened my wife on the internet when I said she had nursery rhymes at the beginning of her career. They said, I'm a shovel. It was real aggressive. It was like, I'm a shovel. You need to shove a knife in your soul and die. I was like, damn, like,
wow.
It's not
a
deal.
I still remember that.
I'm going to defend the Nicki Minaj fans for 1 second.
Hell nah, don't defend them crazy 16-year-olds.
No, I'm just saying.
Them motherfuckers need to go to a psych ward. Them motherfuckers is crazy.
They young. They don't know any better. Nicki Glam, 1982. Like, you're too old. Like, there's certain...
Yeah,
like,
she, if that's her birth year, she's definitely too old to be
you
standing.
You can choose, like, the... Who's young besides Nicki right now?
You'd be worried about getting out of that group shelter. That's what you need to worry about. Get out of that shelter and quit using the public library for their Wi-Fi. That's what you need to do.
You can excuse, like, even Beyonce fans. I can excuse Beyonce fans, Nicki fans. I don't know who else is young. But if you come to me talking about, oh, I'm an Aretha fan, or I'm a Mary fan, or I'm a Faith fan, or an Erica fan, you a little too damn old to be acting a fool. Why you
yep, absolutely. Like I said, she need to log out of the public library's internet and stop spending all day at the internet using up their Wi-Fi trying to talk bad about people. I can't believe you
Nicki
wrote that
Glam,
whole message
you can email
to
me
EB.
You can email me personally if you'd like, Nicki Glam. It's eb@eb4prez.com. Email
me.
You
need to email and apologize if she hear this. I understand, people, if you don't like what we talk about, why do y'all listen to it? That's what I understand. If I don't like something about this, I know within the first 30 seconds if I like something. If I don't like it, I'm going to click off. I'm not going to write, man, I don't like your show because I like everything, but when you started talking about me, like, who does that? Like, I would never write some stuff like that to somebody. Like, man, I like this thing. You started talking about Mary J. Blige or Faith Evans. I was good to y'all trying to talk about that. Who does that?
But that just actually...
Wasted energy.
I'm going to ask y'all. And I don't know, Q-Lynn, I hope you're okay with me asking this. I know you slanging and swinging, but...
Oh, here you go.
You going to set her off.
A serious question. Like, what... other radio shows or what do they call podcasts do y'all listen to? Because I don't listen to any.
Man, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to Amanda Seals, The Side Effects. She does a Side Effects podcast. I think that's what it's called. And The Read, Jade and XD, Fred Zone, Get wow. Grown, wow. Friends Like Us. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Friends
well,
like that.
Well, homie, do you work? You got a lot of time to listen to podcasts.
Listen, man. I know he's been holding that joke in for a long time. That's why he's all these hypotheticals.
He was waiting on me. He was waiting on you up.
He swore on Tommy for Martin. That's he want me to be Tommy for Martin so bad.
But
I got a job, y'all.
This is the thing. I don't anything. I don't even.
When I'm commuting, when I'm traveling, I listen to a lot of podcasts because it's like. 3-hour-long
okay,
flights and
okay.
six-hour drives and stuff. It's like 2-hour podcasts, and so I can knock all them out on my way to, you know, back and forth.
But this is
it's like 6-hour podcast.
Though, and this might be a little.
I'm behind on a lot of them though. I don't
listen to the Soul Savinist show unless I'm not on the Soul Savinist show. If I'm on it, I don't want to listen because I don't like hearing my voice.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't listen to my voice either. It's only when I'm editing, like, I don't be listening to it like that.
You have to edit, yeah. But even when I, like, first guest on the show, I've never listened to any episodes with me. The only episodes I listen to is if I'm not on it.
Listen, I'm like that, too.
I don't even have to listen to the whole show to edit it, though. I usually edit the beginning and the end, and I don't really have to listen to the whole thing. So I think the last show I listened to was the ones where I wasn't on, like you said, the shows y'all were on. That's the one, that was the first time I listened to the show, like, this whole year.
That's
I haven't listened to any in the
we
past.
Gotta do better.
Right. If I listened to the past, I was like, what the hell is on? Most of us were like, I was probably high. I was like, oh, yeah, I was high that episode. I remember that.
I don't like listening to my own voice. And because I think, all three of us, like, we're very opinionated, and we're very into, like, music and politics and history and pop culture and all the other subjects. I think, for me, it's that I never want to be influenced by anything that anyone else does. So I don't like to listen to other people do things because I don't ever want to come out with something that people are like, oh wow, you sound just like, or you must have been listening to whoever, and you got your ideas from them. Like,
that makes sense, because I do that too. I listen to the kids to read, they talk about some of the same topics we do, but they wait to the end of the show, like, to talk about it, and so I don't even listen to the read until, like, the day after, I'm not, like, saying the same thing as they're saying, or any other show. I'm actually behind on a lot of those shows, like 4 to 5 episodes behind. So it ain't like I listen to it every week because I've been busy. So I think the last podcast I listened to was, I think, Jade and XD like 2 weeks ago. So it's not like I listen to it like faithfully. I used to when I had downtime, but yeah, I'm like behind on a lot of episodes. But yeah, I get what you say though. Whitney, what you listen to? What podcast you listen to?
Whitney,
I really don't listen to a lot myself. Most of the time, like, I work on weekends right now, so that's when I catch up pretty much on, like, literally everything that happened for the entire week. I do actually watch The Breakfast Club, and I used to, like, hate that show. I couldn't stand it because I didn't like Charlamagne.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Charlamagne was real terrible at the beginning.
Yeah, he was. But it's not, it's, to me, it, or either I got used to him, or the show has really changed, because I didn't like how they would question people sometimes. Like, they'd be bringing up stuff that was
Envy is terrible.
And he's
the worst person. They go for the shock value. They want to ask you inappropriate questions. And sometimes I will admit that I've liked it, but most times I'm like, no. But the worst part of The Breakfast Club, if you watch, like, I don't listen, but I will watch via YouTube depending who they interview.
Right.
Yeah, that's what
I base it on who they're
it's
interviewing.
Like, if it's somebody you
that's how I do it, too. I don't actually
watch
the whole show.
The number one rule is never look at the comment section. Just listen to
the
show.
Oh, my gosh, no.
No, nah. Once you listen to the comment section, it's like a million Nikki Glam 1982 at yahoo.com. They just see it.
It's a whole lot of... No, it ain't worse than, what's the college show? Man. What's it? Nah, it ain't worse than when Kaya had... I don't even know if her show still existed, but I watched that one where she had all the technical difficulties. Oh, man, it was awful. She had all her, her roach hive going in. I was transphobic to T.S. Madison. Yeah. T.S. Madison, I was like, man, y'all trash.
And this is, I think, Kulin, you and I have talked about Kaya and T.S. Madison before.
Oh, man, that show was crazy.
We talked about when T.S. Madison was begging Kaya to come back. Kaya, please.
I knew you were about to do it again.
Kaya, please. Kaya, please.
Oh, man. She was begging her on I was watching it on Periscope when they was having, because I watched it through Monique's Periscope. And she's like, we're going to get it together, y'all. We're going to get it. This is P.S. We're going to get it together, y'all. She kept saying it every 5 minutes. And then Monique was like, it's all right, baby. Okay, sugar. You said sugar. I'm going to sit and talk to my fans. You all right, sugar?
This is the thing, though. Listen.
Ty was like, I don't like this energy. What you know about? You are the negative energy. What are you talking about?
I recognize that Kaya is so inappropriate. She is problematic. She's homophobic, transphobic. And her mentality is not advanced to the point that I would like all black people's mentalities to be advanced to, where we rise above some dumb shit. But I like them together. I've tried watching T.S. Madison's thing where she has like a different guest every week.
I like it. It's funny. I don't like all that negative because Kaya was too negative. I didn't like that. It's at but some point like you doing too much.
Kaya was funny to me though. Madison to be like, okay, this is the real story because you're just telling the story. But Kaya was like always the comedic relief. Like, yo, when they had Leandra Johnson's ex-husband on there. Them papers, like she was a real Judge Judith Steinlin, and the people were real and the cases were real. Yo, I died. Like, why are you doing this? Like, that was funny to me.
Nah, the one that was funny when she was imitating Candy, she was like, every man. She was like, go down. Every man. That shit was funny. I ain't gonna lie.
No, that was classic.
That was funny. And she said, where's your name? Call your daddy or something like that. She said, I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
she had both.
So, that was funny. From being from South Carolina.
He told
from
like, top, I was like, what?
I get like that country, like, oh, you saying what you feel? Like, call your daddy.
Every man wants a woman.
You know that type of thing. That's funny. So I got that, but then like when they split, I tried to watch Kaya, and she just seemed angry and bitter. And then I tried to watch T.S. Madison, and it was like you having too much fun. I don't want nobody enjoying their job but me, so I can't watch this no more.
That's so negative energy.
That's just real.
She had Lonnie B on one show. I thought it was funny when she had it on because he was going at it. Like, they was talking about certain stuff, and they was going back and forth. And then Funky Doneva, I like when he was on, too.
It's pretty good.
Now, some of them I don't watch. If I don't know who it is, like, she'll have, like,
then
random. But if it's, like, somebody that I know of that I follow on Instagram or something like that, I'll watch it. But, yeah, I haven't watched it in a while because last time I watched it, I think Funky Doneva was on. And he's been on, like, a few times. So,
you know,
whatever
Funky
that was,
recently,
that's what I'm
talking about. Quote-unquote, trouble for calling.
I saw that on Instagram.
Let me ask y'all a serious question. Y'all think Lil Blue Ivy ugly?
No.
I don't think she's ugly at all.
I think she's
the cutest little girl. I think she looked like her mama and her daddy. I think that for people who know who their daddy is. So Nikki Glam, it's on the potty cue, because I know you don't know. Some people who know who their daddy is. I think little black girls always look like their daddy at first. I don't know if that's just me. But
yeah, she looks like a nice mix of both of them.
Yeah, and then you look like your mama, and you look beautiful. Not to say that your daddy ain't beautiful. I don't know. I can't judge a man because Nikki Glam, you can call me gay if I, sissy, if I say a man look good, but I don't like the way people keep putting little
Blue Ivy. No, she don't need to call you that at all. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't like the way people keep putting little Blue Ivy out there like that. Like,
no, that's dumb. I saw where he apologized. I saw the video apology he did.
Yeah.
It was on Instagram. I saw
that, though. I didn't even believe that. I was like, no, because your policy has always been children are off limits, but you had no problem going for this little black girl. Like, I was just like, that's not cool. Like, Blue Ivy ain't did nothing to nobody.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, right. We keep it in the book. Beyonce ain't did nothing to nobody. Now, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Latoya, Latavia, and Farrah may have some issues with what you did to them. But Jay-Z, like, you might have done stuff to people. I get that. But you ain't got to call
yeah.
that little girl ugly.
Yeah, that was trash. He needed, yeah. I don't listen to watch his YouTube channel like that. So I saw it on Instagram. It was I use it. It's four pages, my follow page, because I just be randomly looking through there at people. You ever do it on Instagram? Just hit the explore part of Instagram and just keep going.
Yeah,
that's all I do. That's how I be looking at the shade room, because I don't follow them. I just randomly see. I'm like, oh, that was interesting,
exactly.
And I click on it. And that's how I found it, was doing that. But yeah, I saw it on. I think it was. The Shade Room was, I think, the one posted on it, and they was reading, and then it started getting homophobic towards him. I was like, all right, y'all do it. All right, now this is her. He wrong, but you ain't got to, right, I was like, he was wrong, but you ain't got to be homophobic about it. Like,
I mean,
like, right.
that's just the black way, unfortunately, is to be homophobic. But I was listener at this point, just stop for a moment and listen to what I'm saying. I would like you to go through black history from the 1700s or 1600s when we arrived in America. So now, and tell me how far we would have gotten without black gay men or women. And if you can successfully do that, please email me. I would love to hear what your argument is. But I want to say that every major accomplishment that we have had has been from a black gay man or a black gay woman. They have been the root of that accomplishment. Every trial or tribulation that we've overcome, every win that has happened, every social media hashtag has come from a black gay man or woman or a trans person.
Right.
I'm still uneducated in trans stuff, so I don't want to.
I'm very uneducated, right.
Yeah,
I'm mostly
scared to say stuff.
Yeah.
I just wanted black people to look that up. Like, you know, it's not that people don't contribute, because we all contribute, but these movements have been started on the back of the LGBTQ, LMNOP, HIK. I don't know all the shit. I'm just saying.
like my little 4-year-old cousin. He just put it all together. You're like, elemental. Sometimes you just say the end. You're like, elemental.
Real quick, though. Speaking of your little 4-year-old cousin, I'm going to say this real quick and we can move on. My sister called me yesterday. My niece, who is 4 and a half, almost 5, was singing Mary J. Blige's Love No Limit in a video, and she sent it to me.
Hey,
and I thought it was the cutest thing, because I was scared that my nieces or my niece and nephews would not like Mary J. Blige, because my mother hates Mary J. Blige, my grandmother hates her, my grandfather hates her, my parents hate her.
The whole
family
was pretty hard.
The genealogy. It's like me, one of my aunts, and one of my cousins, the three of us that love Mary J. Blige. Everybody else, they hate her. So I was worried that my nieces and nephews would grow up in the wrong hands, but God spared me. He put my niece in the front of the right line because she's saying, and I'm gonna send this video to y'all, to Kulin and Whitney. I'm gonna send it to y'all because she was singing Mary's Love No Limit and she was doing Mary's ad lib every day. And I was like, my time in South Carolina has not been in vain. You know, I go home and I put them kids through boot camp. I don't care if they eat shit. They're gonna listen to you. They're gonna know.
Are they intrigued by what the music? How do you get them intrigued? You just play it like right off the bat.
When they were younger, you just play it and they just love it. But now that my trips home are like less frequent, you have to play something that's been sampled by Mary.
They're gonna be like, man, turn that old shit off.
And then play what Mary did. You gotta like, you'd be like, oh, so that way they associate anything you listen to Mary. And I'm gonna play some Beyonce. They all love Beyonce, by the way. They love Beyonce.
Gotta play a variety to get them into it. Yeah, like, you gotta play their music. You gotta like their music so they don't think that you old. Like, oh, you just old. You don't like the new music because you old. But you, right, you get into the new music.
I'm old now, though. But my
yeah, they think I'm old too, but I put the new music on and they listen to it. Like, if I put the new music on and listen to it with them, they more, they like, oh, you playing the jam. This is the jam. I was like, see that? You don't even know.
I don't know what the jams is. I'm going to play Andrew Caldwell or I don't know.
So that dude, that deliver dude, that you know, I am delivered. I got gay no more. I have to get out of I am delivered. I don't like, no, what did he say? He said, I don't like men no more. He said it with a Z. I was like, sir, are you sure?
Right.
Men.
Hey, but to all of the listeners, right now, to all of the men with a Z who are listening,
men.
I feel like men. You can call me. I'm a Sagittarius. I like long walks by the beach. I enjoy fried chicken. I do like chicken wings. I love music.
Hilarious.
And I love Nikki Glenn 1982 at Yahoo.com.
Yeah, I don't love her. She's trash for that. Just thinking about it making me mad when I saw that. You corny for that. Like, she gonna say, oh, sissy, oh, I mean, you having a hissy fit or something like that, she said. I was like,
wow.
Look at your IP address right now.
Julian is more.
You probably ain't got a Twitter because you probably got a Facebook Twitter page because you use the public library Wi-Fi to do all your dirty, evil work.
Don't be homophobic.
Trash.
I love you, though.
I hope her car don't start, and I hope it's knowing where she at.
Oh my
she gets stuck
God.
In, right. stuck on the highway. So,
wow,
you trash for that.
You win. Like I'm not.
I don't like stuff I'm like that. Either. I don't like people that do corny stuff like that. That's trash.
You're right.
I won't fight you now. You doing dirty stuff like that. You
and
ignorant.
I'm gonna let you know that he glam. Like I said before, I'm not afraid to
hit. I hope your man beats you. I ain't ever said that before in life.
No, we gotta be better. Don't go that far.
I hope the man you would leave you with for another woman.
I don't hope you're
that
mad.
One's acceptable. I
but
know.
Okay, I went too far with
that.
No
deal, man. Yeah, that was real far. Yeah, we gonna get an email about that.
Yeah, that was.
I don't care. I'm gonna delete it anyway. Just like I did the other one. I hope you don't ever write into my show. Don't you ever write into the show again, Nikki? Whatever your name is. I don't want your kids strangle you in your sleep. How about that?
Let me put this out there, Nikki Glam.
Strangle you with the iPhone charger.
I don't want any man to hit you. I don't want you to get hit at all.
I do. But you ain't got to say it. I say I hope somebody close fist you in your jaw. How about that?
But I'm also saying, if I happen to be walking by with my bag of groceries, which is mostly chicken wings, whiskey, and hot sauce, and I see Whitney and Q Lynn stomping you in the ground, I might run over and give you an uppercut. Like a real
right, yeah,
like
get it in
on Mortal Kombat. I'm just saying.
One of Chris Paul uppercuts.
I'm just saying.
Just nearly missed kind of.
Wait.
Listen, I encourage all this,
we're
okay?
We're going to move on to the next subject.
Right.
To a Yahoo.com. Guess what? We love you here at the Soul Tavern Show. We want you to elevate, sister. We want you to do
better. To elevate your mind to do
better. We love you for real. Come on, do better.
Learn, do something better with your life besides trolling people through email and comments section.
I didn't even get to say
better with your life.
Wait,
stay out the shade room comments.
To say what I really want to say about Beyonce, then y'all might show up at Q-Lynn House.
That's hilarious.
But
Hilarious. We gonna move on then. We ain't gonna keep harping on this old elderly woman that's posting.
I'm gonna bring her up
negativity.
A couple more times on the show. I want everybody to know that's gonna
hysterical.
Happen.
Yeah, the big mad Beyonce fan.
You're gonna keep popping
right.
Up.
Right. Man, Whitney, you missed a fantastic the last show. I think you were gone out of state, gone. Were you on vacation or something? But Whitney,
it was right around was it Thanksgiving? No.
It was like the week before.
After. Or was it before?
It was the week after.
No,
yeah,
it had to be before.
Wait,
it was before because we didn't have a show after.
What
the
hell
am
I?
It was the week after.
Yeah, because I just
said
one.
I'm February, so I'm in February
wow.
2019, so I don't even know what's which. What day we on in December, so.
What has been going on with you? Why did you leave? Did you get caught up? Like Kelly, like you got caught out there. Like what's going on?
Hysterical.
Like, we know you're living life on the edge anyway. Your double life.
My double life.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Like the man you was with, he found out that I existed, or what?
I had to tell him about you, so he know.
Mm-hmm.
I had to explain it. I've had to explain it a few times.
Hilarious.
He be over here trying to wreck a happy home.
Hysterical. You missed, what I was getting to is that show you were going, we did a Mary J. Blige versus Faith Evans. Shout outs to Miss TLC, music industry veteran extraordinaire was on the show, and she was sort of the swing voter for me and EB, because I was going for Faith, because I feel like she's the underdog always. In this debate, and I was like, we're going to lay out this fine conversation. Because Mary J. Blige is my girl. That's like top five to me. Like, if you talk about childhood memories, listen, I had the What's Before World War, My Life, Share My World on cassette tape. You understand what I'm saying? I had it in the Walkman, the yellow and black Walkman, Sony. I had the styrofoam headphones, man.
Wow. I remember those.
I used to wear that My Life tape. I had to get the pencil and swing that one back up in there. You understand? That's how much I loved Mary J. back in the day. Like, I had all three cassette tapes. You understand what I'm saying? It was just all day Mary J. Blige. I had it. When we started getting CDs and stuff like that, we could mix CDs. I was mixing Mary J. albums. When we went to iPods, the first ones where you had to manually take it off the computer and put it on the iPod, I did all that with the album. And so I rocked with Mary
but look.
Same thing. But what I wanted to get to, listen, Whitney, if you listen, it's posted on the site, soulsavage.com. We got a lot of emails about that show. It was fantastic debate. But I just want to say, I'm very appalled and flabbergasted and just in complete shock that he's this level of a Mary J. Blige fan, that he just denies greatness that whole show.
No,
I just don't understand
anything.
And then I need to let out what, let me give my synopsis of what I was listening to while you were talking. When I said that this woman was doing stuff in the 90s, she put gospel and hip hop, I didn't even make that point. I had so much I had to say, I should have wrote it down. But the fact she put gospel and hip, you talking about Mary J. putting hip-hop and R&B together. Faith put gospel and hip-hop together. You understand what I'm saying? She created harmony. She created classic stuff that was originally heard. And when we got to originality, and you said, oh, Mary went because she came out before Faith. What? First off, you was sitting on Mary J. without jealousy. What did he say it? Anybody that came from Uptown was doing hip hop and R&B. What are you talking about?
I'm just going to ask this.
That's what I was frustrated about.
When you think about
okay, frustrated now.
So, who do you think about? Do you think about Biggie's widow?
Listen, Biggie created that title for her. Who's the queen of gospel and hip hop together?
No.
The queen of interviews. The queen of hip.
The queen is everything.
You said that. Listen, I'm glad you said that because let me tell you something.
You sound like my auntie arguing about Patty versus Aretha right now.
No. What? No, that's my second point. So my first point is, one thing you said is that Faith is the queen of interludes. And I
didn't even make that point either.
The co-sign because Faith is the queen of the
But I didn't mention it in the argument, though.
No, but she is. That's what she is. She's the queen of the R&B interlude. She's second best. My second point.
First best? No, she's first best. Get that right. So I know you ain't saying Mary, because she wrote a couple of her interludes first off, and Kelly Price wrote Mary J. Blige's interlude too. We talk about it.
Come on now. Because everybody likes to use that Kelly or Faith wrote this, but no other artist could have delivered it and it been a hit. Because Kelly and Faith have their own hit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Listen, that's why I said Faith is original.
Because
you know it's a Faith song when you hear it. When you heard that Mary J. Blige song off that My Life album that, You Gotta Believe and all that, you know that's a Faith Evans song. That's why she's original. Because they wanted that from her, from Bad Boy.
Another point. I love Faith.
Uptown.
I love Faith so much. But I think Faith is given so much credit for Mary's My Life album when she should not.
Yeah.
Like, not to say that she should, she didn't contribute, but people leap out. They be like, oh, Faith wrote or Faith did the background. No, Big Bub, LaTanya, Mary's sister, Casey, JoJo, they did those background vocals with Faith. Now, Faith's voice.
No, she did.
Let me tell
you
something about Faith. Faith has a voice that is, I can't say unlike anything we've heard before because people like, Kelly Price, I'm about to throw you under the bus. I hate to call people Faith clones, but Kelly Price is definitely in that category of girl, you sound like Faith. Like, you're layering your background vocals. To me, she does. You're layering your background vocals like Faith does. But it's because they both started out doing the same thing.
This is the point I forgot to make with songwriting. Songwriting, what makes you a great songwriter is that somebody can specifically identify your work. And to me, I can identify Big Bub. I know for a fact he wrote that first verse of You Gotta Believe. I know for a fact he wrote that just from the tone of how many. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Only one of them is an Academy Award winning songwriter, and that's Mary, not Faith.
Listen, look here. If she wanted to, she could.
That's just the fact.
Only listen, ain't nobody care about no flop cartoon animated Oscar winning record.
Listen,
I don't care about that.
I'm just saying. Listen,
man, you just completely
nominated.
Listen, Faith Evans should have been got an Oscar Mayer. Are you serious? Denying her Oscar Mayer performance of The Temptations? The 10 seconds she was in that movie, is that what you're saying about Faith?
No, I'm kidding.
I was just talking
about
that.
No, but she was in the Five Temptations.
We don't even care about, listen, you're making me deviate from my point that I'm trying to make. We having a part two battle right now going on.
But wait, in the fight,
I wasn't even trying to go there.
Faith remade Donna Summer's Heaven Only Knows. Faith song, I'm not going to use my curse words, the bleep out of that. Like, that was one of the best remakes of all time. Anybody tell you any different? If anybody tells you that Faith did not remake that song better than Donna Summer originally did it, they are a liar. Faith sang that, and she sang it, like, to the depth of her soul. Like, you can hear it.
So I want you to get to the disrespect that she was putting on the internet. That's what I want you to get to.
The real battle that we should do, battle, we should do Aretha versus Patty and have
Whitney
be the judge.
You said what now?
We should do Aretha versus Patty and have Whitney be the judge. I think that would be a good
one. He trying to catch me off guard because you know I ain't got no notes. information in his head about Aretha right now that I can't even get with.
I'm talking a future show.
We need to do that.
Categories for what each song is going to be about.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, none of us will know what the other person picked. Like, we'll just know the category or let Whitney pick the category, and we'll each just send our songs to Will.
Oh,
God. When the other person plays
That would be interesting.
And then we're going
to... You want us to do the opposite of, like, you want me to pick Aretha and you pick Patty, or you want me to pick all Patty and you pick all Aretha?
I want to pick Aretha, and I want you to pick Patty. Okay. Because if I pick Patty, then I feel like it's going to be the best Patty ever, because y'all know when I like Patty, I like Patty.
Listen, maybe we can do that. We need a plan for that.
To a Yahoo.com, pick a song... Maybe when Beyonce's song...
You're like, nah, he gonna pick that. Why you pick that sissy and Aretha song? Why you pick that
sissy?
You
don't call me a sissy.
Loser.
You
don't
call me a sissy.
What a loser. I'm still mad. Quit mentioning that, because it's making me mad thinking about that.
But it's funny to me. It's funny to me because...
Woman, she probably got a mustache, too.
No, but this is...
She's probably mad you cuter than her. That's probably what it is, too.
I hate you so much. This is the thing. She probably looks like bringing her name up.
Probably look like a welterweight champion in this month.
Look
like
as a
I've got a wide back too.
Not a wide back.
As a black boy,
I'm sorry.
South, the first time I can remember, the first time I experienced racism from a white person. Her name was Brittany. I'm not going to say her last name.
Damn.
And
he remembers
she
name and
fried chicken to me. Like black people love fried chicken. I was in the seventh grade, and I was just like, girl, what? And I was confused, because
damn, like,
we didn't have that much fried chicken, because my grandmother had diabetes, so I was like, no, girl, we don't fried chicken, what are you talking about? But the first time I experienced homophobia, it was from a black woman, Nikki Graham, and it was a black woman saying that I'm a sissy, but that same black woman who said I'm a sissy, she went to another quote-unquote sissy and got her hair done and made me go to church on every Sunday and sit in a choir where a sissy led the congregation. And as I got older, I realized, well, that sissy is in your pulpit because, yeah, on Sunday he preaches to you and his wife in the front pew, but on Wednesday nights he with me. So where do we go from here? I just want to know.
Where do we go from here?
I'm just saying. So, I think we should do a Patty and Aretha, because I think that'll be a good one. Actually,
yeah, we definitely.
Julian came up with the What's Wrong With You game. For each question in the What's Wrong With You game, I think we should come up with, I think we each should take a side and present our case for that
artist. That sounds good to me.
Group. I like that idea.
I like that.
Yep. And I was there. We had a whole lot of updates because we've been gone for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
No, she did not. First off, we need to talk about how.
Yeah, for 5 months.
Perfect. I put in my debate. I feel like I gave the best debate. And everything that she was talking about, I had an answer for. You didn't have an answer for half of the stuff I said, especially when we started talking about songwriting. You didn't have everything you had was all you had. Listen, all you had was negative. All your comebacks were probably negative, because I saw them all online. It was probably all snappy comebacks, and so you couldn't come. I held back. You know how much I held back, especially when you started talking about how great Mary J. Blige sound live? Are you kidding me? And then you sitting there disrespecting Faith Evans' live vocals? Are you serious?
So much shit about... No.
Disrespectful.
Listen, let me clarify the Faith live vocals. I think Faith vocals live are great. But if you put in the Faith album from 1995,
you ain't up to no conjunction in there. You said that,
and you
put a conjunction in there
with Faith singing "Soon as I Get Home." She's not hitting the same note. She can't.
Listen,
what
she does? What are you talking about? She does. Great. She does it even better live. Like, she goes up an octave when she sings that song. What you talking about?
No. But look, what I'm saying is, even Miss TLC, our industry professional, our vet. She
I was being professional because we had a professional guest on. That was the only reason why I didn't let Moose on you that day. Because we had a professional. What you said that about her? Like, I heard way more people complain about Mary J. Blige's live vocals than Faith Evans. You completely made that up.
I hear some hostility.
They complain about Mary J. more than anybody.
I hear hostility.
And Faith plays.
I had a lot of pent-up energy over the Thanksgiving break, that's why.
That's what it is. If you play in Baltimore, of course you're not going to have that many people complaining. I've been to three of the Afrin festivals in Baltimore, and Faith is singing. And I'm like, oh yeah, they go Faith singing over that fried fish.
Cause you want him to not like it. That's why.
They go Faith.
He ain't never sounded bad when I could. Listen, I've seen. Listen, I've heard Mary J. and Faith Evans over like 12 times, 15 times, I found many times. And I've had way more better experience. Mary J. don't even have background singers. What you talking about? She just got her song. She just got her voice over the back track. Faith Evans is known for having great background vocals. Who Mary J. got? Because she don't want to sound better than her. That's why.
Ooh, wow.
What?
Williamson. Mary has legendary background vocalists. But
I don't know who they are. She had them on the Maxwell Mary slash Mary J. Blige tour when I went to it, because I was very disappointed. She had no background singers.
It's easier to say Mary sounds like bad if she's singing.
And I don't think she sounds bad. I'm telling you, that's what other people say.
That's what other people complain about.
Right.
That's what they do say. But it's easier to say that when she's singing in front of an arena of people and Faith is singing.
Oh, you gonna go there? Really? She does arenas.
Mary's done Broadway.
Listen, Mary J. gotta have somebody on the ticket for her to sell out. How about that? She gotta have other people included in there on the ticket that can sell out. How about
that?
Nobody
wants to be on the ticket with Faith. Who
wanna
be on the ticket with
her? Listen, she just did tour with Monica. What you talking about? She just did some stuff. See how we going off the rails? We can't even stick to a real debate. He gotta go lowball. You see how you do?
Monica,
I was trying to be respectable about it.
Monica's last hit, though. Let's think about that.
What was Mary J's last hit besides
Mary
this last album? What was her last four albums doing?
Mary,
what was her last four albums? Was she doing these Caucasian songs? What was she doing that? She's out there doing songs with Sam Smith. Ain't nobody rocking in that. That shit don't rock. What you talking about? London, what the hell is that album called? London Bridge or some shit? Nobody listen to that shit.
Man,
he over here getting me hot. No one here drinking. I got a vape pen in one hand and I got an alcohol bottle in the other one. Drinking out of champagne bottle. You got me over here hot.
Oh my
God. I'm over here hot. I didn't take these layers of clothes off, I got, because you got me up here sweating talking about me. I wasn't even trying to go here. I was just going to briefly mention it.
No, I'm just saying.
You got me hot.
We don't have to rehash it because it's already been proven in the last.
Listen, you ain't proved nothing that you a Mary J. Blige fan and you don't want to have a real debate. Because Faith Evans, if we go, I didn't even go. Listen, you over there overhyping how much she had to do with Faith Evans' first album. You was tripping.
Listen.
Talking about she was, why she was handpicked the lead thing. You tripping.
I will give it up if they're not the best in their field. There are many of them, but in this case, I just can't. Like, not that.
Man, and that's your whole ear. Nobody else got a problem with you.
Not that I'm saying that Faith is bad or anything is wrong with Faith, but I'm saying, and if you're doing an overall competition between the two, there are some
Faith
Evans,
man.
Like some, there are some categories that Faith wins without a doubt, unequivocally, the most people. But there are some that Mary, it's just like, Mary wins them, and Mary wins the big ones. I think that is the issue. Like,
Most of the comments said Mary J. Blige wins in catalog. I don't disagree with that. Catalog wise, hits, she has way more hits.
No, we're the same.
I get that.
She has way more
but
hits.
That's all the argument was there. And we start talking about singing and vocal range, okay? Y'all don't want to have that argument. Y'all just want to talk about the hits.
Y'all want to talk about
the real spill. Because y'all know she wins. Don't try it.
I want to have the argument because I believe that things like singing, it's relative. So what I enjoy, just like I enjoy Aretha over Patty, or I enjoy the OJs over the Isleys, that's just personal preference. But if you want to talk about, who's better in vocal range, the Isleys or the OJs, we know the Isleys win.
That ain't the same thing because it's a group. That ain't the same thing. It ain't even in the same vocal range.
Okay. Well, if you want to talk about, who's better in terms of vocal range, oh my God, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Beyonce.
You're full of shit if you say. Wait. Where are you going with this? Keep going. My bad. I interrupted.
No, I'm talking
about where you going.
Beyonce versus Ledisi. Well, we know who's better in terms of vocal range. Well, I hope we all know who's better in terms.
Listen, that's not even. You got to find somebody on the same level. You got to find like Beyonce versus like I'm trying to find somebody in that's around because they ain't in the same weight class when it comes to vocals.
Because the music industry is so different, so we could go back and be like, and look, okay, this is a weird one that I'm going to throw at you real quick. In terms of like singing, I'm always from the school of Whitney Houston and Mickey Howard, who both came out close to the same time in the 80s and did the same thing.
Vocal range, now, I know the keys. I played a lot of Mickey Howard chords and a lot of Whitney Houston chords. I would say technically Whitney wins because she's singing in different ranges because I've seen her, I mean, some of those songs she sung in like a C major and a D flat chord.
Right.
And those are real high chords, E flat. Mickey Howard, I think hers is about a 5 octave. I'm trying to think on a computer. I'm trying to visualize the keyboard
in front
of me.
No, you're right.
It's about close though. But that's a pretty good comparison. But Whitney, technically, it would be Whitney. But I like Mickey Howard's diversity with jazz music. No, she wins because she's way more diverse with jazz catalog.
What I'm saying is, it's the same.
Mickey Howard wins versus Whitney Houston.
Oh no!
Right, and that's how I feel. That's how I feel too.
Yeah, because of the jazz range.
No.
I forgot about that. She did jazz. I forgot about that. She's done a lot of hardcore jazz.
What I'm saying.
You need to put that drink down.
Won't look at it that way. No, Will, she right though. No.
Listen, we got to, we got to, we spent too much time on this. Go ahead, E.D., go ahead.
I'm just saying, Nikki wins, you're right. But what I'm saying is, in most cases, people will say that Whitney won. But like you're a person who knows music and you listen to music. So, and you played the music, so you know that, oh, yeah, but they're both good. But there's still that personal preference in the very end that you're like, well, no.
Yeah.
Mickey's just a little step above. And as somebody who, I wanted to never say this on this show. As someone who sings, I'm like, I respect Faith for all of the vocal prowess. Like, an entire generation of R&B would not have been born had it not been for Faith Renee Evans. Like, it just wouldn't have happened. But with the ability to take people there with, like, songs, it's Mary.
No, she takes people with
Faith
songs.
Of course, Faith can do it because Faith has the vocals. But for somebody like Mary, who's quote-unquote the underdog, who, and let's be honest about being the underdog, this means that you came out in 1992. You came out with Whitney Houston.
No, Faith is the underdog, not Mary.
No. What I'm saying is you came out with Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Toni Braxton, Faith Evans. Who else was big at the time? I don't know. But who is the only one still, like, doing their thing? It is Mary.
Yeah, just for the past year, because that last album, because the album
was
full of trash.
Mary's consistently every 2 years, and she's always charted top 10. And she's always...
Nah, that one album didn't pop. I mean, it's like 3 albums before that one she did with Sam Smith that didn't do nothing.
No, you're talking about the London Sessions. That still was top 10.
I said before that. I said the ones before that. The one with Sam Smith.
That was My Life 2. No, My Life 2. Yeah, it was still top 10. Before that, it was Growing Pains.
And then actually, you can't even compare Faith after that because she went independent after. Excuse me.
She did. No,
she went independent. She has her own label, so that don't even count because she's major label.
Nobody wanted to sign her.
Listen, you're not going to T-shake my girl on the show, man, because that ain't what, I don't know what that is. Listen, you over here making up stuff.
I wish that Mary had done the same thing and just went independent. Maybe Kendu wouldn't have cheated then. I don't know. But.
Listen, man, I ain't even making an excuse for that. I'm just saying it's not the same thing with record sales because Faith, she owns all that shit, so she does good with streaming. That whole King and I album, she did it independently, and it got over like 20 million streams online. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, but
she getting her number.
But that's my point. Faith is always tied to being Biggie's widow. That's your legacy. It's being big.
See that? You keep flipping the narrative every time I make a point. You keep flipping it to turn it into something. This is, man.
I don't think that should be Faith's legacy because I think, like I said, Faith in terms of songwriting and arranging, that should be your legacy. But your legacy, like, you keep doing these things that makes it tied to Biggie or even fucking Stevie J, which I hate. Like, I don't want that to be a thing because I like and love Faith so much.
That's, I don't even feel like that's a real narrative. I don't even feel like that. I feel like when she releases music, people focus on music. If it's any other drama, it's because of whatever that was. I don't see that.
Nikki Glam, wait, like Nikki Glam 1982 at yahoo.com, because I know you're listening to,
quit giving this lady free plugs.
No, I love it though. I love it. Email me, ed@ebforpres.com. Thanks.
All right, Tim, but another homophobic email out there that's a long, short story. You know, write a whole script for you.
Listen, let me.
Man, we run out of time.
Wait,
we gotta finish
one thing. I'm going to say this one thing and we can move on. Let me tell you this, Nikki Glam. And I'm about to use a curse word or two. If you use up one more sissy or faggot, then let me tell you, I'm like Liam Neeson and Taken. What I do have is an elite set of skills to find you. And my sister's going to stomp you in the motherfucking ground. Don't you fuck with me, Nikki Glam. I love you, girl.
Don't mess with his sisters either. They scare me. For real, don't mess with his sisters. You know, they gonna do you like they did Funky Donnie. Well, you just talk. They talk about her daughter though. So that's different. We talk about music. We going to break, y'all. We be back. I think you already go to break. We'll be back. Give you peace of mind.